giving kavod to printed books. We know yesterday we discussed that when the Sefer Torah is on the move, that's when the Sefer Torah deserves the ultimate honor. One must stand for the Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is Naran HaKodesh, then we it's a makom mechubad. Yes, that's one of the Sefer Tanakh. The only a Megillah you can touch the cloth. The only the Chof Dalet Sefer the Chof Nevim and Nevim Ksuvim and the Sefer you're not allowed to touch. Now it's bizarre that the Kedusha a Megillah is like the five Megillahs have a leniency, you can touch it.
Are they like printed books?
They're more, Kisei Kodesh.
I'm just saying, today we're talking about printed books.
They're more, a Megillah is at a higher level than a printed book. What you can do for a printed book, you may not be allowed to do for a Megillah, because it has even more sanctity. And what are the basic laws? So let me first, the most important thing is I should turn to the right page, so I know what I'm talking about. But I marked it off. Let's see. One second. Here it is. Page Kuf Nun Gimel. Okay. First thing is this is a Bryce. What's that ticking noise? What's that noise? Tick, 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 tick. You don't hear that noise?
We don't hear a hum. I hear a hum.
What? No, now it's happening. You heard it? Show that?
Crickets.
I know what it is. Close the back door. No, I know what it is. I just close the back door. A bechlal. Okay. The first thing is we have a Rabbeinu Yoina says kol ha-mechabed ha-Torah. Anyone, this is a very interesting thing to be aware of. Anyone that's mechabed the Torah merits a reward of kol ha-mechabed ha-izeh kavod ha-Torah. It doesn't say here. I thought it said the person is arichas yamin. I thought it said that here. Maybe that's what it says in the Gemara. All right. I'm not sure, I'll leave it out, but the basic idea is, it's the Beferisha, it comes from a Rishon. Rabbeinu Yoina is a very famous Rishon, he's a very famous commentator on Pirkei Avos, and he writes explicitly that a person has a full-fledged obligation to give kavod not just to Sifrei Torah, but to give kavod to printed books. Now, at this time, there was no printing yet, obviously. He meant manuscripts, things that were written by him, which are not written on cloth. They were not written l'shem Hashem, but they still do have sanctity. Okay, the Shlo also writes about this.
So,
handwritten. These are handwritten. Printed, you write printing, you'd say you think Amy Echanami would.
Define what this book is. What kind of words does it have?
Torah, words of Torah.
Words
of Torah.
Not necessarily God's name.
No, anything of Torah, anything, words that are written and learning words of the Gemara, words of the Rishonim, anything.
Even in English or?
Yes, in any language whatsoever.
The Young Israel handout.
Yeah, that's different. That's meant to be disposed of. We're going to come in one moment. Very good. Pamphlets that are meant to be disposed of, we'll discuss in one moment. Okay, very good. Let's first go through some of the basics. Now, there's a very big chiddush, which is cited by all the commentators, which we do not follow halacha lemaisa, but it just goes to show you how far this goes. The sheet of the holy Rashba. The Rashba was a very holy person, one of the big Mishainim, and his works are very wide, very far spread in the Olam HaYeshivas. He holds halacha lemaisa. They said they are tshuvas from the Rashba. They ask if a person is holding in their hand a manuscript of Torah, a book, pamphlet someone wrote, you know, they didn't have printing in his days, but you have over here in the book, and he walks into a room, are you mechuyif to stand up for him, just like you would stand up had he been holding in his hands a Sefer Torah? And the Rashba says yes. Shechayif Adam Lama Mibnei Sefer Torah is a dafka, the question was posed, I dafka Sefer Torah, Aval Mibnei Chumashin Loi, I Dilma. Well, Chumashim in this context, you have to see the writing refers to a printed or handwritten book that's not the Kiddush, it's not on parchment, It's not written with dioi, with a special ink. It's just like a book. What we would call a book, a sefer. The equivalent to our printed books. I know you'll argue that the printed books today should have less sanctity because today it's done by a machine, photo offset. So you'll tell me there's less sanctity. The poskim compared to when a person goes through the effort of taking a pen and actually putting the words out on the paper, I hear the idea that there's a difference. However, the poskim do not differentiate. According to all the poskim, it's clear there's no difference between a person going through the effort of taking a quill and ink and with kavana writing down words from the Gemara or words of Rashi, words of Tosfos, words of an Acharon, to having a machine press a button and it spits it out and it's bound. It's bound in what we call a sefer, in a professional way, with a binding, with printing, which is meant to remain for many days. L'man yamdu yomim rabim. The poskim hold there is no difference between the two. If you can find me a source in halacha in ancient times when there's an obligation to give honor to a manuscript, to something that was written by hand, and even though it's not written on klaf, it's not from the chof dal tzifri tanach, it's not written with ink, l'shma, v'chulu, v'chulu. If you'll find me makar to such a type of book in ancient times, which was written by hand, the same exact halacha will apply to any sefer that's printed with binding and is meant to remain on your bookcase and collect dust. It will have the same exact status. And what is the, and therefore the Rashi passes, look at this over here, the Rashi over here says, mistaver, tshuva, these are his words, shafilu lifnehem oimdin. Dikdushin hein, unitanin hein, likasev, they're meant to be written. Anything that is put in print, when you walk into them, you're holding in your hands, someone who's an observer, someone who's there in the room, has to stand up in honor of the book that's being brought into the room. Halacha l'maisa, do we accept this? The Beis Yosef quotes this, okay, in Shulchan Aruch, okay, the big books. In Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef cites the Shitas HaRashba, that when you walk into a room holding in your hand a sefer, the Rashba holds you should stand up, and he writes, She'ein choyshashin lidvarav. We do not accept this lahalacha. Yeah, well, the yeshiva for the boy himself, forget about the chumash. For the child, he should stand up.
I don't know how you're expanding this to print.
We just mentioned that. The poskim, why not? Why not? Just because you write with kavana, you're holding your hand in a pen.
Let's say you have someone sitting, a Catholic priest, sitting in front of a clock, and you're reading a chumash and he's writing it down. Is a kedusha in that class?
The apikoros, sefer Torah, shekos fayimin, yisarif.
So you see,
a Catholic priest, don't bring me right from Catholic priests. Don't bring me right from Catholic. Don't bring me right. No. But let's say.
Most of the printers you have, non Jews who are putting the type together, who are printing the stuff.
You can't bring it. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't make a difference. The point over here is there's no a printed what?
Who are you
calling? I'm quoting everything comes from this sefer Oitza Machmaden.
Okay.
You'll come over. Can read what it says here. All the sources are here. He has no agenda. He has no agenda.
He doesn't have any other days.
He's quoting here everything he quotes in many, many sources, and none of them differentiate between something that's printed by a computer, photo offset, versus something that's handwritten. It's all the same. All right, now we're out of time. You told me after 12 o'clock, no questions.
One more minute.
When you write your own sefer, we'll read your own.
Okay, now therefore, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ramah, and quotes the Rashba, and the Beis Yosef says, we respect the Rashba very much, but I'm sorry, this is not la halacha. If you walk into a room with a sefer, you do not have to stand up. We all know when you take out the sefer Torah, you stand up. Who doesn't know that? When the sefer Torah is in motion, you stand. When a person is walking in a room holding in his hand the Gemara, you do not have to stand. The Ramah, where the Ramah, heavy behagah, in the Hagah, sheyesh, it's the Ramah. The Ramah writes, sheyesh, choyshin ledas harashba, shechai vodam lama b'bnei adam, hanoy se sefer chumash bil, the Ramah writes this. The Ramah writes that he doesn't say you have to do it. The Ramah also mentions in the same simon, it's in Yordea, it's in Resh Pei Beis, The Mechaber, the Sfardim, flat out reject it. Flat out. Forget it. No such thing. Okay? Don't have to do it. The Ramah says, no, you should be aware there is such an opinion. Do you have to do it? No, not necessarily. But if it's done, there is no harm. He acknowledges it much, much more than the Mechaber does, than the Beis Yosef. The Maharil, who came a little bit later, says, what is the bottom line? The bottom line is, we don't follow the Rashba, period. You don't stand up. But the nafkamina is, if two people, this is very common, if two people are trying to get through the door at the same time, and one of them is holding in their hands a sefer, that is where we take into account the shitas harashba, the sefer has covered. And then you let the sefer go first. Okay, so it's very good to know the whole history of this whole halacha. Right. It all comes from a tshuva. Someone sent a question to the Rashba. The guy never asked a question, we would never know about all this. This whole process would never have happened. It's only because someone asked the question, this whole thing evolved, yeah?
Could it have been due to the scarcity of Sforim at certain times?
Probably. That's a very good, very, very good thing you say. Because anyway, things had Kedusha. Because anyway, you have a Sefer Torah. And you were not even allowed to write.
When it's commonplace.
Right. Printing press changed the whole world. And even before that, Dvarim, you're not even technically allowed to write things down. You're not allowed to write. It was a Hirosha that you're allowed to put things, you're allowed to write things down. So you're right. It's something which evolved later over time. But someone asked the question to the Rashba. And the Rashba says, yeah, why not? What should be the difference between something that has Kedusha Sefer Torah and a type of item which does not have Kedusha? It's Torah is Torah. It's all Torah. It's all the same Torah. So therefore, you have to stand up. Person walks in with a Gemara, you have to stand up. The Beis Yosef says, no. You don't stand up.
You have to stand up and sit down.
I guess a little bit. Whatever you do, you get down. You just get up a little bit. Whatever you do. The Rabbi Beis Yosef says, no, we don't do this. We don't paskin. The Ramah says, not so fast. You don't have to. But no harm done. Don't reject it flat out. The Maharil, how do we make a psha? What do we do? Allah Lamaisa? The Machaber, zero. You don't stand up. Don't get carried away. Don't stand up. But if you're walking into the room and you're carrying a sefer and someone else is not, the one who carries goes first. This halacha, it's not a nicety. It's not just, you're carrying a sefer, you go first. This halacha. This is mamash halacha. This halacha, this is the maril. If he's carrying a sefer, then he goes first. I always like to tell you that's what about Aaron Soloveitcher. Aaron was leading a shir in Chaim Berlin. And there was a new boy in Chaim Berlin. He was there in the shir. And this boy opened up his mouth every second. Everything that Aaron Soloveitcher said, He challenged of Aaron Soloveitcher. He tried to slug up the shir. And they went on the entire shir. When the shir was over, they were walking out of the classroom. Aaron Soloveitcher is walking out, and the boy is walking out. And if Aaron says to the boy, you go first. So the boy says, Rebbe, just because I slugged up your shir, I show the oilam here, who's the real Talmud Chacham, doesn't mean you have to give me so much covet to let me go first to the door. So Aaron says, that's not why I'm letting you go first. You're holding in your hand a sefer. And I'm not. So the halacha is, if you have a sefer in your hand, we just the maril. If you have a sefer in your hand, you go first. Okay. What?
I used to know an old man used to hold a pen next to the sefer. It was the one they were learning, and he used to correct any lightness or mistake in the sefer. He used to take his pen,
cross it out,
and correct, not cross it, but
okay,
darken the.
Okay.
The
okay.
He said it was a bit much for the
human. It's what?
Said it was a
mitzvah
to do that.
Okay. You're not allowed to have lishkoin b'alacha and avla. And avla is a sefer she'ena muga. That's another mistake. That's another lacha. Okay, now let's go through some very quickly. We'll probably do this more tomorrow. But let me just run through some of the basic halachas of the order of what you put one on top of the other. It's very, very interesting. What do you put on top of the other? Okay, are you allowed to put this usher? Are you allowed to put what goes on top? If you have, let's say you have in front of you a chumash, chamisha chumshei Torah. You have a Shmuel, Sefer Navi. You have Ksuvim, Sefer Tehillim. And then you have a Gemara. And then you have a Rashba, a Rishon. and you have an achron, igris moshe, an achron, and you have a sitter. Oh, that's a big shah, the sitter. What goes, and then you have what goes on top of what? So the halacha is the chumash, of course, there's a halacha that he's malachit, he's incredible. I don't know how in the world he did this. It must take him forever. The footnotes over here are really awesome. He collected things. These are things that, you know, there's no real shulchan aruch on this. He collected just all these scattered shilas, all different shuvas.
And what if you have the notes for a chachma?
No, electronic print is no. That's definitely nothing. That definitely does not count. You have a tablet, right? My tablet, my smartphone, I have load on the Kol HaTorah Kula. Does it go on top of a Chumash? No way. No such thing.
It also has all secular knowledge.
No such thing. So halacha l'maaseh, this is the rule. This is the consensus of the Paiskim. Here we go. The top is a Chumash. Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It goes on top. That goes on top. There's no shaila about that. Next. What goes the next thing? You have a choice between a Navi, a Sefer from the Nevi'im, and a Sefer from the Ksuvim. Which one goes on top? No order. It is no Kedima. Each one is equal. Even though you would say, but it comes first. First comes Nevi'im, then comes Ksuvim. Look, on Rosh Hashanah, what do we say first? We first say the Psukim and then the Dalim. When we say the 10 Psukim on Rosh Hashanah, we first say the Psukim of Ksuvim. And then we say, so just because in Tanakh it's ordered, the Nevi'im come before the Ksuvim, that's not a factor. There is no Kedima. You can do whatever you want. Either Ksuvim go on top of Nevi'im, Nevi'im go on Ksuvim, that does not make a difference.
The bigger one goes on top.
Okay, next. Now we have Rishonim, a Rashba, and we have an Igris Moshe. What? Oh, Talmud. Okay, then comes the Talmud. Then the Talmud has the next Kedima. That's no question about it. The Talmud, goes before the Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken.
Mishnayis goes before the...
No, it doesn't make a difference. There's no difference between Mishnayis and Gemara. There is no difference. In fact, it's the Tonish of Chaim Kanievsky. If you want to learn Zecha Ili Nishmas, a person should better learn Mishnayis or Gemara. He says it doesn't make any difference. Whatever you like better, whatever you're more comfortable, whatever you find you have more satisfaction, they're equal.
I thought Rapine would have just said yes.
He said they're equal. They are equal, whatever you prefer. Now when it comes, if I'm not mistaken, even when it comes to Talmud, you have a Gemara, I have a Rishon, and you have an Acharon, Igris Moshe. If I'm not mistaken, it doesn't make a difference. Once you get past Tanakh, you get past Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim, and now you're down to Gemara. Even a Rashba, even an Igris Moshe can go on top of a Gemara. There is no Hakpada because it's all the same. It's anything that
what
is.
About the Siddur?
Oh, excellent question. The big machloik is a Paiskim where there is no consensus. She has all here, a whole computer analysis, all the sources of everyone fighting over this. Do you put a sitter? Is a sitter have the status of Nevi'im and Ksuvim? It's not like a Chumash. Okay, there's no. Why? No, because a Chumash is a Chumash. It's complete. It's Chamisha Chumashay Torah. But what about relative to a sitter versus, let's say, a Gemara? Does a sitter have Kedima over the last category? A Gemara. Torah Shabbat Peh. So some say yes, some say no. Some say being that most of the Siddur is a compilation of Sukkim, chunk. See, everything in Siddur really comes from Sukkim. It's not exactly Mila b'Mila. It's extracted, it's been transformed, it's been composed by later people. Even though it's been composed by the same people who wrote the Gemara, but being that Siddurim have had now you see today is probably I would assume to everyone agrees that a sitter goes on top for one very simple reason, because today almost every sitter in print today has in the back of Tehillim. It's a new phenomenon. Every sitter today in print has in the back a Tehillim, so that alone would allow this.
Well, they're beginning to shame you.
Very good. Right. That's correct. That is correct. You're saying very good. So the fact that it has the whole that's a chumash and it has in the back Tehillim. So therefore, L'chor, it's not an issue anymore. L'chor, the Siddur goes on top of anything Torah Shabbat. You have a Siddur and a Gemara, the Siddur goes on top, hands down.
But not on top of the Chumash.
Not on top of the Chumash, certainly not. And L'chor, not on top of the Navi and the Ksuv neither. The Navi and the Ksuv neither, it's not so simple either. Because I'm not so sure what it could be, it's not so simple either. I don't know the answer to that. certainly it's no harm if it goes below. It goes below. I don't think you say the first aliyah, l'chor, the first aliyah is not so significant that it should go on top of a chumash. Okay, but it does have chashivas. Some say that being that the milud, but let's even talk about a bare bone sitter. Let's say you have an old-fashioned sitter which only has the nusach ha-tfilah, does not have in it the tehillim, does not have all the first aliyahs, it's just the bare bones. So he cites sources here, it's a big shaila, that the nusach ha-tfilah, being that it's all drawn from Tanakh, I have Pesuk de Zimra, you know, Pesuk de Zimra is all tehillim, Kriya Shema, and even other things, all of the nuschos of tefillah are all drawn directly. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is very into this from Pesukim of Tanakh. A siddur be'etzem is a Tanakh. Be'etzem, the machus of tefillah is a Tanakh, and a meilah has the same status as the Nevi'im Ksuvim, and therefore it goes on top of a Gemara. Very interesting, because a lot of people don't look at it. A lot of people you'll see very often people they're piling up sorry, they don't care, they put the siddur on the bottom. The siddur goes on the bottom, and the Gemara goes on top, and everything goes on top. No, that's wrong. A siddur goes on top of a Torah Shebal Peh, on top of a Gemara, on top of Rishonim. Certainly, the big chiddush, most people do not realize, is that an Igros Moshe, an Acharon, something of current times, even something from a younger man in Lakewood. He writes a nice little sefer. Okay, no big deal. He writes a sefer. Okay, he writes a nice little sefer. It also can go on top of a Gemara. It's all the same. It's all Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh were not so medactic to go so meshuga to start splitting here as this goes on top of this. It's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh can all be mixed together in one shot. They don't have to be so makbid. But a chumish is on top. Navi and Ksuvim, they're equal. Don't make any mistake about it. They're equal, but it's a second madrega, Torah Shebal Peh, and a siddur is somewhere in between. Probably today, being that our siddur is so elaborate, there's so much more in the siddur, so rich our siddur today, for sure we probably tip the scale, I would imagine, according to all Paiskim, that it should go on top of Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, last thing, if it falls on the floor, what do you do? What happens? So there are two things to do. Either you kiss it, or you learn from it. It's much more healthy to learn. You kiss it, you're subjecting yourself to disease. So I would recommend that you do what's much more chavir. Rav Pam always would talk, I remember Rav Pam says many times he's talking about this, it's wonderful. What is more chashiv? To kiss it or to learn from it? To learn from it. Of course, to learn, that shows you hold from it. Here, last shot, what happens if, let's say 20 sperm fall on the floor. 20. Make believe, 20. A whole thing falls down. Should you pick up each one and kiss it and put it on the table? Or should you pick them all up first and then kiss them all individually? You pick them all up. Well, if you're going to pick up one at a time and kiss, while you're kissing one, the other one is mutal b'bezoyin. So if a whole collection of svarim falls down, you pick them, or priority one is, no covet. When someone is a big musa haska, when someone is in the matzav of bezoyin, don't look to give mechabed b'koloin shel chaveroi. If the other 19 books are on the floor, don't kiss book number one. Don't be mechabed b'koloin shel chaveroi. In the middle of Shmona Esrei, you hear a sitter falls on the floor. Davening over here, silent Shmona Esrei, and a sitter falls on the floor somewhere in the room. What do you do? What do you do? So the Paiskim says, I saw this already a few times. The Paiskim say, does it bother you? Does it affect your concentration? If it does not affect your concentration, it doesn't bother me. No, it fell on the floor. Just keep on davening, you silent Shmona Esrei like nothing ever happened. When you finish, you silent Shmona Esrei, you'll go, you'll pick it up and you'll kiss it, or you'll learn from it. If it bothers you, and it's a very fascinating concept, it bothers you. I'm davening my silent Shmona Esrei, I'm the slachlan of Yichatanu, it just irritates me. A chumash fell on the floor. It irritates you. I can't concentrate on the Shemona Esrei. Not that I anyway concentrate, but I certainly can't concentrate knowing that the Chumash lying on the floor on the other side of the room. The halacha is you can stop in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, walk over to the Chumash and pick it up, Can you kiss it? No one says what the halacha is. You're allowed to kiss it. You're allowed to go that far and kiss it. But you're definitely allowed to stop in the middle, go pick it up, put it back where it belongs, go back to where you were davening Shimon Esrei, and continue where you left off. Ad kedei kach. That's how far it goes. Everyone says. I'll show you where it says. It's come. Nofal, noflu sfarim ala karka. You want exact source? Ha'oymed b'tfilah Shimon Esrei v'hivchin sh'nofal sef al aretz im adover matridoi. If it disturbs you, mafriya kavanosai goymer ha'bracha. I left that. You have to, he says over here, though, you should conclude the bracha. You conclude that bracha. She'hischol bo magbir b'emsah Shimon Esrei v'im einay matridoi. If it doesn't bother you, lo yag vihenu, then don't stop. Ad sheyigmor tefilas shmon esrei yudches sefer chasidim. How do you like that? Real source, real deal over here. Sefer chasidim says this. Okay. Vehuva advarav, and the words of the sefer chasidim was brought down in the Magen Avram and in the Mishnah Brura. Okay. Back where you came from. You go back where you started from. Yeah.